In for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahias.
So, what is on the sports menu for this evening, Douglas?
Well, Yahias, we're kicking off with football. Thank you. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, has approached Ghana and South Africa about hosting the 2015 Nations Cup. Last week, a scheduled host, Morocco, asked CAF to postpone the January tournament because of fears over Ebola. But South Africa's sports ministry said Friday that they are reluctant to step in as a last-minute host as they cited fears over Ebola and unplanned staging costs. CAF has stated there are no changes to the schedule of next year's tournament and it will discuss the Moroccan Health Ministry's request on November 2nd before meeting Moroccan officials the following day. Speaking in an interview with Ghanaian radio station CTFM, Ghana Youth and Sports Minister Mahama Ayariga said CAF also indicated that it was firm on the tournament dates, but they will meet the Moroccan authorities and take a decision. I asked our African football guru David Legg in Johannesburg, South Africa, what he made of all this.
The current host nation, Morocco, now I say current because they dropped a bit of a bombshell at the weekend, when they said they wanted the January to February tournament postponed because of the Ebola crisis. I just don't understand this, Douglas, because voluntarily the Moroccans have agreed to host the home matches of Guinea, one of the countries worst affected by the Ebola crisis. And now they're doing a sort of 360 U-turn and saying that we've got to postpone the finals. CAF reacted very quickly. They said that the final dates stand. In other words, starting on January the 17th, finishing on February the 8th. However, they also said they will discuss the issue in Algeria on November the 2nd. I don't see the date changing, Douglas. And if Morocco were to pull out, the $64 question, of course, is who would replace them at 3 months' notice. I can only think of a couple of countries. South Africa are an obvious choice. They've twice come in as emergency hosts. In 96, when Kenya were cash-strapped, and in 2013, due to the civil strife in Libya. And then you've got to look at the North African countries like Algeria, Tunisia, or Egypt. So I think it's between South Africa, Tunisia, Algeria, and Egypt. I cannot see any other country getting their act together in such a short space of time. Even for the countries I've just mentioned, it would be a supreme challenge. But Issahayatu, when he digs his feet in as a CAF president, he likes to get what he demands. And I think come hell or high water, we're going to have a January-February Cup of Nations.
Yes, that's our classy African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. In another development, FIFA's ethics chairman will release his findings into the 2018 and 2022 World Cup bidding contests next month. The investigation report, however, will not be made public. FIFA has been under pressure to release prosecutor Michael Garcia's report into the bid process that led to the awarding of the 2018 World Cup to Russia and the 2022 tournament to Qatar. The report was submitted to ethics chairman Joachim Eckert. But Eckert says in an interview published Friday on FIFA's website that publishing the report would put FIFA and its ethics committee in a very difficult situation legally, and instead pledged to release a statement after assessing the documents by mid-November. In athletics, the IAAF has announced the names of the three men and three women who are still in contention to become the 2014 World Athletes of the Year. High jumper Mutaz Essa Bashim, pole vaulter Renaud Lavlenin, and Dennis Kemeto, the world marathon record holder, are the three finalists. Qatari Bashim, who is 23, took gold at the World Indoor Championships in March, while Frenchman Lavillani, who is 28, broke the pole vault world record in February and won gold at the European Championships. Kenyan Chimeto, 30, broke the world marathon record last year last month in Berlin. The women's shortlist comprises New Zealand's Valerie Adams, who won Glasgow Commonwealth Games gold in the short put, Ethiopian 3,000-meter runner Genzebe Dibaba, and Dutch sprinter Daphne Schippers. American sprinter Justin Gallatin has not made that list, though. The 33-year-old, who has served two doping bans, was one of 10 contenders for the International Association of Athletics Federation Award. The Council of the International Athletics Foundation will select the male and female winners during the 2014 World Athletics Gala in Monaco on Friday, November 21st, 2014.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports. Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
And now let's move to Johannesburg, South Africa, and get a report from Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma.
The hunt for a new coach for the African champions Nigeria Super Eagles takes center stage in Nigerian football. Despite guiding the Super Eagles to a 3-1 triumph against Sudan in their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers on Wednesday, the Nigeria Football Federation sacked head coach Stephen Keshi and assistant coaches Ike Soronmu and Daniel Amukachi in Abuja on Thursday. NFF appointed its technical committee head Shuaibu Amodu to lead a panel of tacticians, including local Premier League club coaches Salisu Yusuf and Mbenga Ogunbote, to guide the Super Eagles in their last two Nations Cup qualifiers against the Republic of Congo and South Africa next month. Nigeria's triumph against the Sudan follows two defeats and a draw. Victory rekindled hopes among Nigerians that Africa's champions can qualify and go and defend their crown at the Nations Cup next year. Staying in Abuja, the Nigeria Football Federation on Thursday appointed Samson Siasa and Fatai Amon as head coach and assistant coach, respectively, for the Nigeria Under-23 team. Siasia guided the team to clinch a silver medal at the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing, China. In Namibia, Nigeria tackled Namibia before Zambia faced Ivory Coast in Group A action at the Telecom Namibia Mobile Africa Women's Championships at the Sam Nujoma Stadium in Katutura Township, Windhoek, today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, the preliminary round concludes with South Africa tackling Algeria before Cameroon and Ghana face off in Group B action. Going into the final group matches, Nigeria and Cameroon are the only teams who have qualified for the semifinals. Finally, Zimbabwe beat hosts Swaziland 2-0 in a men's friendly match played in Lobamba on Wednesday.
Voice of America!
This is Sunny Side of Sports and Danny Shoki telling you Sunny Side of Sports, Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America!
A special race weekend will be celebrated in Athens in November. A gala featuring the 2014 AIMS Best Marathon Runner BMR Awards and other honors will take place on November 7th, 2 days before the Athens Marathon. The marathon was renamed earlier this year to emphasize its unique historical background. It's now called Athens Marathon, the Authentic. The Association of International Marathons and Distance Races, AIMS, has announced that Dennis Kimeto, who broke the world marathon record in Berlin at the end of September, will be the sole candidate for the AIMS Male BMR Award. As far as the women are concerned, the contest remains open with two candidates for the AIMS Female BMR Award, Rita Jepto and Florence Kiplagat. A year ago, the inaugural gala proved to be a great success with around 600 guests present in Athens. On the second weekend of November, the stage will be again belong to the marathon running. Organizers from 60 international races and more than 200 media people have already confirmed their participation in the events. AIMS and the Hellenic Athletics Federation, the organizer of the Authentic Marathon, combined to create the inaugural gala in 2013, thus giving the sport of marathon running a fresh platform with greater international profile. Athens was the natural choice of venue, given its place in marathon history. This is where it all began in 490 BCE, with the story of the Athenian soldier messenger who is said to have run from Marathon to Athens, bearing news of victory against the invading Persians, but collapsed and died on arrival. At the first Olympics in Athens in 1896, the route that brave Athenian soldier was said to have taken was used for the marathon. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to you, Yahes.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 UTC right here on The Voice of America. Coming up, feeding students' minds as well as their stomachs in Nairobi's slum district of Kibera. And next, African patients flocking to South Africa for plastic surgery. But first, some music. Here is Nalu of Zambia with For Better, For Worse.